I was going to ask you about these two papers from ASCA, from Refsky and Danso, looking at different issues related to NAB.
Well, I guess we can perhaps start with Danso's paper, since that is a study that doesn't involve trastuzumab, and the Refsky paper does. And I'll first start out by saying that I think it's good work because I trained Mike Danso. Mike Danso and his colleagues from the U.S. Oncology Network performed a phase 2 trial looking at Abraxane dosed at 125 milligrams per meter squared in a 3-week on, 1-week off schedule with bevacizumab at 10 milligrams per kilogram every other week as in the E2100 fashion. And I think that this trial, it's really hard to make distinctions between these phase 2 data in a modest group of patients than E2100. Certainly the response rate of 33% in the first line setting was fairly similar. The median time to progression was perhaps not as impressive as the combination arm in E2100. In this cohort of patients, it was 7.4 months. 28%.
Was it a randomized? Sorry, Andy, was it
This is a non-randomized phase 2 as a first-line metastatic trial.
Yeah.
14% of patients experience grade 3 neuropathy with this regimen. I think it's intriguing that there are preclinical data which would suggest that nanoparticle formulations of paclitaxel might exert some differential anti-angiogenic effect. I think only a randomized trial will be able to tease out whether the formulation will really make a difference when combining these antimicrotubule agents with bevacizumab. In our own randomized trial, we attempted to give 130 milligrams per meter squared of Abraxane without interruption. And I think the Danso approach that the U.S. Oncology Group took is more feasible. We ended up reducing doses and delaying doses not infrequently. We also encountered a 23% incidence of grade 3 neuropathy with uninterrupted Abraxane dosing.